seat, or at least come this way if you want to hover. Yeah, that's right.
Staggering this way.
And you can have another drink afterwards.
That's all right.
Only one.
So we're doing the awards slightly differently this year in that we're going to have the photo opportunities at the end. So if you won something, then we'll be milling around. We're doing photo opportunities afterwards. Okay. So I just wanted to say a little bit about the process of the Coaching at Work Awards, and I'm going to hand over to Peter Welsh, who's they're sponsoring. The Association of Coaching Supervisors are sponsoring the awards. So the process of the awards is that the Coaching at Work team puts together a shortlist of nominees with some informal consultation with leaders in the field. And then from that shortlist, we work together with the judging panel, who are members of the Coaching Award Editorial Advisory Board. And they include Professor Tatiana Bashkirova, Professor David Clutterbuck, etc. And that's how we then get to the winners and highly commended. So, Peter, would you like to say something? You're about to have a drink there.
Certainly spilling water all over himself. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you've got a lapel on, haven't you?
That's great. I better keep it cleaner. Well, just to say, I think it's a great idea to do some coaching awards because that's about recognition, isn't it? And we should always recognise people who do good work. And I think the people who do this good work are often pioneers, aren't they? It's not the easy stuff that we can all do from our desks. This is the hard work, the thinking work, to actually take something forward that's new and conceptual and bring it to the field. So I think, in that sense, we're delighted that you're doing that. And we're very proud. We're proud. Aren't we feeling proud to be sponsors of the award scheme? And particularly, obviously, we've got our eye on the coaching supervision side because that's important. And that also talks to, I guess, our core mission, which is about promote, engage and develop. So on the promotion bit, obviously we try and promote our jolly good members through the website. So do, if you need a supervisor, come and have a look. They're all been fantastically good people there. But also it's about trying to promote what coaching supervision is. We don't need to tell you guys, but particularly to the field and particularly to organisations that aren't perhaps fully aware or not using it. So I think that's why we're particularly pleased to be...
Ooh. Oh,
pop. I'll drink to that. Pleased to be doing that. So without further ado, let's bring it on. Let's hear what's going to happen.
Thank you. Okay. So the first... So the first category is the Best Article of the Year Award. And we've done things slightly differently this year, so we've only got one Best Article of the Year Award. Now, the criteria are that it's well-written, clear, accessible, for example, interesting, inspiring, helps to foster good / best practice in coaching and mentoring, inspires new thinking and learning, and generates debate. And the shortlist, first of all, we had... Can You See What I See? By Eve Turner and Peter Hawkins. In this article, the authors present their in-depth research considering the impact, benefits and challenges of using multi-stakeholder contracting in a business setting and offer some top tips to gain maximum value from it. We also had Gender Parity, the next stage, by Penina Thompson and Claire Laurent. And in this article, they talked about how that there's lots of work done, but it's only about half the work done, and we now need to focus on better diversity throughout executive committee structures. So they're basically outlining next steps. And then we've got, also on the shortlist is, haven't even drunk anything yet. Acts of Balance, which is a regular column by Nicole Berg from Paris Coaching. And this column was launched in January and February of this year, in that first issue, commissioned as part of our campaign for gender equality. And in this series, Nicole puts gender balance under the spotlight and continues the rich and complex dialogue. We've started off. We've also got Is Coaching an Alternative Tyranny, which basically looked at how there's a utopian appeal that's held. Coaching organisations are very attracted to having a coaching culture. They don't always necessarily know why or what it's for. So it was sort of debunking, you know, scratching away around some of that and saying, well, okay, if there is a valid business case, how can we then go on to make it work? And we also had on the shortlist a regional focus piece on coaching in the Middle East, Closing the Arabian Gulf by Paul Cochrane. And sorry, the one before that was by Sam Humphrey and Karen Dean. So highly commended, I will say that first, and then I will go on to say some of the judges' comments. So highly commended in this particular category was Gender Balance column by Nicole Berg. So, Nicole, would you like to come up? We have a certificate for you. Peter's going to be.
Well done, Nicole. Fantastic job. Well done, you. I've read all more as well.
Yeah, I have, really.
And what we're going to do, we're going to have a report in the September-October issue. So we will share some of the comments now for the winners, but there are also lots of rich comments for the highly commended people, so you will get those out there as well. Okay, so for the winners, the judge's comments included, good to have a thought... prematurely. Good to have a thought-provoking paper as well as those that confirm the status quo of coaching. Provocative, thoughtful questioning of our assumptions about coaching is essential at this stage of development of the discipline. Engaging and interesting writing style demands a little focus from the reader, yet rewarding and entertaining too in places. Deals with real-life issues in a highly informed way of describing things that can be seen to be true about our field and current practice, and at the same time bringing them into question in an informed way. Challenges some of potential lazy habits as either those who coach and provide coaching and also those who buy in coaching, and there's loads more. Because it speaks to coaching custodians, I like the author's take on this, their rigour and challenging approach, etc., etc. And as I say, we will be publishing these comments. So the winners, they're not actually here, sadly, but we're going to give them a huge clap anyway, is Sam Humphrey and Karen Dean.
Send it on. Mail it.
So the next category is Internal Coaching Mentoring Person of the Year Award. Criteria, as you can see, championing coaching and mentoring and or mentoring within their organisation, raising standards and innovating within their organisation, but also external facing, contributing beyond the organisation to the wider fields of coaching and mentoring, taking part in cross-organisational groups, etc. And on the shortlist, we had Sally Bonniewell. From GSK. We had Samantha King, Head of Executive Development at Standard Chartered Bank. Maria Simeon, and we from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and we also had Petra Lockhart from Swarovski. Okay, and highly commended in this category was Samantha King, who sadly can't be with us today, from Standard Chartered Bank. So the judges' comments on the winner for this category. Because this person has held several influential roles in a complex setting, company, doesn't say which one there, does it? Let's just check. Phew, we're taking it out. Impacting many people and roles and the overall strategy, showing determination and belief in what they're doing, as well as actually setting up the coaching function, acknowledging others who work with them, recognising the value of diversity and local expertise, has shown a passionate, enduring and impactful commitment to developing the coaching field through various forum and conference speaker commitments and activities. Someone else saying they had the good fortune to work with this person on a number of initiatives, and their passion for coaching and personal drive to improve the profession is always present. This person, another commented, this person has been a stalwart of the coaching sponsor community from the start, an active member of a number of involved in the what was previously the accreditation form, and consistently encouraged us to raise our game as a profession and advocated that we at least look at Start Chartered status as a long-term ambition. Inclusive, seeks to bring the best of what's happening elsewhere in the globe to our attention in the UK, raise the standard for internal coaching and other comments. In addition to all the work they do, they're also an active researcher who contributes to the knowledge base of coaching. Delivered significant shifts in their company and championed professionalism coaching, and has a refreshing and effective record, a long track record of engaging with business leaders to develop a coaching culture. So the winner is Sally Bonniewell. Mm. Where is Sally?
Hello. Well, Sally, she's here then. She's here.
I thought Sally was here. Oh, what a shame. Okay, so...
sending the post.
Right. Going and doing her big job. Okay. So the next category, External Coaching Mentoring Person of the Year Award. Criteria, generous with their time, energy and thinking for the greater good and development of the fields of coaching and mentoring and those they serve, contributing to raising standards, and innovating and challenging thinking. The shortlist, we have Penina Thompson, OBE, Eric DeHaan, who's the director of Ashridge Coach Centre for Coaching. Dr. Susie Green, who had a lovely conversation, snippy piece from just earlier. And Liz Dimmock, who founded Women Ahead. So highly commended was Penina Thompson, OBE from the Mentoring Foundation. And the two on the shortlist were neck to neck. So we had joint winners. And I'll read some of the comments. The judging's comments actually the winners were Eric DeHaan and Liz Dimmock. Okay, so I'll read the comments in a minute. Okay. So did you want to... Eric's here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, do you want to come up? Is Liz here? Liz was next to
it. Fantastic.
There you are. So,
I got it. Oh, Eric, my man.
So
have another one for Liz? Or
no.
There is another one for
only
Liz.
Only for you.
There is.
Well deserved.
So I'm going to read some of the comments, because I think it's interesting to hear what people
are
saying.
For
Eric.
Well deserved.
Well, we're doing photo opportunities as we go along, aren't we? That's fine. We'll do both.
So this is yours?
No, this is... You get your very own.
You get your very
Liz,
own.
Liz, look at that. Fantastic.
So the judges' comments.
Nice and clean. Well done, you. Fantastic work. Well done.
Thank judges' you. Comments on Eric. Because of Eric's work in taking coaching research forward in different and challenging ways, outcome research is rare in coaching, and Eric has worked hard to raise the profile of coaching as an established subject in academic literature. He produces high-quality studies and informative articles, and is a charismatic figure within the coaching industry.
Ooh.
His commitment to excellence in the coaching industry is well known, and he's a highly respected academic and practitioner. Generous with his time and expertise, Eric models commitment to striving for excellence. He's refreshingly outspoken and highly insightful. Eric's contribution to research in the field is most admirable, a great role model to aspiring and existing coaches on the importance of furthering the credibility, knowledge, and authority base of coaching. An active contributor to the knowledge base of coaching. Thank you.
Sure, praise Eric.
So, judges' comments on Liz included, because of the astounding work Liz Dimmock has done in the field of coaching and mentoring women, the range of roles she's had across businesses, and her outstanding achievement in riding the Tour de France, even though there is not a Tour de France for women. Her website's refreshing, her work holistic and organic with heart and soul. Love the inclusion of storytelling. Liz's work has been consistently powerful and effective. I'm in total alignment behind her principles and philosophy, namely parity between the sexes. She puts huge energy into her passions and fights key battles with tenacity and humour. Because sheer impact, determination, practical demonstration of thought-leading ideas, business impact, HBSE and other roles, as well as the high-profile March launch event, novel connections between business and sport and a newsworthy mentoring scheme, and for innovation in creating Women Ahead to resolve inequalities of women in sport. So for some reason, this came round the wrong way. So let's give them another clap.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. So this is the... sponsoring.
The big one.
One of the big ones. So in this category, the criteria for award for contributions to the field of coaching supervision, and the criteria were helping to promote and foster debate around coach supervision, challenging thinking in this field, contributing to its development, and helping to raise standards. On the shortlist, we had Robin Shohet. Okay, Robin Shohet, who's been hugely influential in this important field of coaching supervision, and he developed the seven-eyed model of supervision with Peter Hawkins, has been supervising since 1977, has a practice in London and Findhorn, Scotland, and specialises in group supervision, co-author with Peter Hawkins of Supervision in the Helping Professions. Yeah. Eve Turner, who's an experienced and accredited coach and supervisor, and 2015 EMCC Coach of the Year. She recently set up a global supervisors network. Professor Peter Hawkins, who's also been hugely influential in this important field, developed the seven-eyed model of supervision with Robin Shohet. Professor Tatiana Bachkarova, who's co-director of the International Centre for Coaching and Mentoring Studies, reading coaching psychology at the Department of Business and Management at Oxford Brookes University. So highly commended is Eve Turner.
Great.
You want to come and get your certificate?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, well done, Eve. Fantastic work.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
My dear. Mm. Take care.
Okay.
I didn't get a kiss.
So the judges' comments on the winner were, that I'm giving my support for this person as they're often, it's going to give it away, they're often in the shadow of Peter in the coaching arena. Peter's done a great job of marketing the 7i model, yet Robin was equally involved in the development of this widespread net framework that underpins and informs not only coaching but more broadly professional practice. Robin inspires coaching supervisors and coaches more than anyone else. Robin's work is outstanding and he's extraordinarily capable and has contributed much to our profession. He models so much of this message and seems a deeply reflective and humble man. I love his style and approach and his modesty. I do not think he would champion himself, so I'm delighted to be able to vote for him, and I hope others do too. Someone else said, I've been a member of a coaching supervision group with Robin as supervisor for more than 5 years and would like to be like him when I grow up. He has a huge heart and this is very present in the work that he does. I think it's unusual to feel love in a work context and Robin brings it in spades. So as you probably guessed, Robin Shohead is the winner of this category.
That's one for Robin. Thank you.
Okay.
Robin. Oh man, what a star you are. Fantastic. You've done some great work over the years. You want to keep it going, man?
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're very welcome. We'll just have photos afterwards. So now we've also got two other awards. We've got Lifetime
Achievement
Awards for contributions to coaching. So these are special occasional award categories we have in place to acknowledge contributions by individuals over their lifetime to the fields of coaching and mentoring. And we've got two in this category this year. So the first is, you can see some of the comments. I believe this person richly deserves this award for her enormous contribution to coaching in the UK and her tireless campaign for professional excellence in all that we do. This person is so very dedicated to the coaching industry and has worked diligently to raise standards and professionalism to ensure the service given to our clients is of the highest quality. Consummate professional, generous in her support of others, has been tireless in her devotion and contribution to promoting professionalism. And there's loads of other really lovely stuff here. So I would like to invite Jill Smith to come up for this award.
Well done, Jill. Fantastic work. Thank you, my dear. Well done. You fully deserve. Fully deserve. Take a bow. Take a bow. You deserve it. About,
huh? We'll do some more photos afterwards. So, and the other person who we've got a Lifetime Achievement Award is, well, you can see the comments there. It's actually David Megginson, who's not here. So his contribution to the global coaching and mentoring community has been outstanding, not always in the visible arena, encouraging and supporting people with their lives and plans. It's difficult to capture in a few words the wealth of knowledge, opinion, sagacity, generosity and friendship that you so willingly and unstintingly contribute to mentoring and coaching. You're a champion in leading the way for so many of us to follow. This person richly deserves this award for the sheer scale and depth of their contribution on the international scale. Grateful to his kind, generous and occasionally critical when needed soul for helping me to develop academic rigour. And I think, Liz, you're going to come up and collect David's award for him. So let's give David Megginson a huge
round of applause. Well done, Liz. That's for David. Can you deliver it fairly soon? Well done. And you've done some good work to help him.
So, wonderful. Let's celebrate. Have another drink, and we're going to do some photo opportunities with the winners now. Okay.
Thank you
very much. Thank you so much.
Well done. I've just got the box here. Oh, yes, that's a good idea because it's not easy to carry home, is it? Well done.